Prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed. We are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surrounds and encompasses us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relations. Can you open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
Father, I will be still in your presence and wait patiently for you to act. I will not worry about evil people who prosper, and I will not fret about their wicked schemes. Father God, thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and Mother Jordan and the Jordans. Thank you, God, for allowing Archbishop Jordan to become present in our lives before he could teach us the things that we need to know in this season. Thank you, God, for allowing us to to walk in a divine walk, Father God. Anointing our feet as we go. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be teachers to others as we learn ourselves, Father, so for our tongue to speak only the right things and not anything that is wrong. Thank you, Father God, for new ideas, new opportunities, job openings for all of us, and I know it's done as I speak. Thank you, Father God, for directing us in this season to fulfill our lives with all the right people and removing those who are no longer necessary or wishing us not well. I know it's already done as I speak. Father God, I thank you for all that you do for all our families, Father God, because we know that this is a time of need of prayer. And we thank you, Father, for teaching us how to pray rightly so that we can be able to walk into other lives and pray rightly for them as well and teach them, Father. Thank you for putting yourself present in all the schools and this system of things, Father, for we know that it is in divine order that you go before all of us and all our children as they go to school every day so they can have safeguard and at each door. Thank you for being our doctors, our teachers, and our staff that's in our departments at work, Father. But we know that everyone needs you to be in, at a place called there, and we trust that you are everywhere in our lives, Father. I decree that we have understanding and no longer lack knowledge. I decree that the mind of Christ and the thoughts are life, abundance, and more. I decree that whatever we say are the words of spirit and life. I decree and believe that we receive abundance above all we ask, Father God. And I decree and expect abundantly more than God than I have ever received. I decree that we have more because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father God, we are present with you, and we will always continue to love you as you love us. And we bless us, God, and be within us at everything we do, Father. And allow us to empower other women in our lives, and allow us to support many charities, especially St. Jude's, Father, that is so dear to my heart. Continue to heal everyone that's on the prayer list, Father. Anoint their feet and their head, Father, and touch their hearts, Father, this season. As I see the visitation in the hospital rooms as we speak, for I know it is done. Thank you, Father, for loving us as we love you. And in your precious name, we will always pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Amen and amen. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me, unto me? The Lord take my part with them that help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Father God, I thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for all that you do in our lives. Father, I thank you for every prayer request uttered on this line this day. Father, I thank you for the oneness and the unity on this call right now. Father, I thank you for strength, love, and success. Father, I thank you for empowering us every day to move forward in confidence and in boldness. Father, I thank you for open doors that will allow us to soar like eagles. Father, I thank you for every business idea. I thank you for every financial flow. I thank you for a kind of a shake take. Father, I thank you that you're covering our children in this season from the north, south, east, and west. Father, I thank you for liberty to make new decisions and be excited about it. Father, I thank you for covering the elderly and the sick and the homelessness, Father. I thank you for putting food on the table for everyone to take to be partakers of. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenar Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the legacies of every family member that is represented on this line. For we know that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, we thank you for victory at every coin of the realm. Father, we thank you for excitement that allows us to be writers and creators. Father, I thank you for your son that said yes to mankind. Father, I thank you for being our strength and our shield. Father, we know that all things come in divine order because you have ordained it to be. Father, I thank you for us allowing us to trust the process and know that we are surely winners in life. Father, I thank you I thank you for marriages, Lord. Keep covering marriages in this season. Father, I thank you for healing and strength for those that may have to go in surgery today, Lord. I thank you for everyone, all the elderly that might be in the nursing homes, Lord. Keep the angels of protection around them. And I thank you for your love. I thank you for loving me. And I thank you for loving every living thing on this earth. And I ask all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Oh, Father God, I give you so much praise, and I'm so honored and grateful, God, to live and live abundantly, Father God, with all assigned here on this line, Father God. I thank you, God, for life and life more abundantly, 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 as I said, God, because I can see it for each and every one of us on this line, abundant in wealth, health, Father God, abundant even in things of wisdom, Father God. I thank you for, yes, this wealth and for the wisdom and for our mindset. Thank you for choice and right making decisions in this hour, Father God. Thank you, God, for new territories and new friends, right friends, as the negative ones dissolve and leave out of our lives, Father God. Thank you for our covering, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, God. Thank you for the discerning eyes that you have blessed us with, Father God, that we see what tries to come even before it comes, Father God. For we decree and declare freedom from all situations that are not like you. We thank you, God, that we're in alignment, Father God, with the word constantly as we are fed it, Father God. For you said in your word, as we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, and these things come from the word, Father God, as we read of the word and feel of the word and taste of the word, which is you every day, Father God, we are able to see and see better, Father God. And God, in this hour, any enemy, for you said our enemies, you will make our footstool. You will prepare a table in their presence, showing them the blessings that you have given us, Father God, so they even have a purpose in our lives, Father God. And we bless you, Father God. You said to bless our enemies and those that talk against us for your name's sake, Father God. So we even bless them, Father God. We thank you, God, for everyone assembled on this line, that you touch them. You know their names and their faces, Father God, who they're standing for in this hour. Sons or daughters in prison, people's mindsets, Father God, deliverance from alcohol, deliverance from addictive drugs, Father God, deliverance from even sugar, Father God. We thank you, God, for our leaders, Father God, who have set a path because you've given them that path to set for us, Father God. We thank you for money-making ideas, Father God. Even in our sleep, Father God, may we be able to retain these things, Father God, that we can bless even the kingdom, God. We thank you for covering us in as we go and as we stay, Father God. I thank you for even this technology, Father God, someone having the understanding that I can be here to fellowship, Father God. Now, God, everybody on that prayer list that we've been calling the names out, for we believe miracles of healing is done in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the touching and the agreement and setting the captive free, Father God. We thank you, God, for we cancel out that cancer demon in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to cover our homes, Father God, as we visit our loved ones and as we travel, Father God, that nothing shall prosper against those homes, Father God, even when we're rest, even when we're on our work or our vacations and so forth, God, we thank you. We thank you for touching those who have court cases. Oh, we see it done. We see it done, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon that is formed against us, no system, God, will prosper. Even our brethren, when they walk the streets, protected from even the police officers or those evil enemies who try to come against them. We thank you, God. And even, God, the islands, Puerto Rico, Father God, Syria, the islands right now who have no water, Father God, who, Father God, the people are reaching out and calling. We decree and declare the rescuer to come, and the angels are sending somebody in the name of Jesus. We give you name always the honor, the glory, and we thank you for salvation, God. Thank you for forgiving us, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name. We thank you. Amen and amen.
Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name, Shelah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. Psalm 66, 1 through 5. Father God, I just thank you for being in your presence this night. I thank you, Father God, for a new day of grace and mercy. I thank you, Father God, for our spiritual leaders, Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for this space that Pastor Deborah Jordan has created for us, that we can all come in one sitting. Energy to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you, Father God, for them being a yes to ministry and globalizing the prophetic. I thank you, Father God, for being Jehovah Rapha and healing all those on the sick and the prayer request list, and also the sick and shut in, and for all names that have not been mentioned that we are aware of. But you know who they are, Father God. So we say thank you for healing all. I thank you, Father God, for healing the hearts of your people, for all who are seeking you and finding you, Father God. I thank you for your word, the Bible, where wisdom and instructions can be found. I thank you, Father God, for the archbishops and the apostles and the pastors and the evangelists and the teachers that teach your people truth and knowledge. I thank you, Father God, for sight beyond sight. I thank you, Father God, for loving each and every one of us on this call. I thank you for all the prophets and each and one of their families, Father God. Continue to bless them. Thank you for all the partners and the first time visitors. You know, have a special portion of blessings to be poured out to them, Father God. I thank you for just loving us. I thank you, Lord, for your word, the Bible, and I thank you for restoration, joy, peace. I thank you for new beginnings, daily mercies and grace. I thank you for all who submit to your will and your way. It's the best for all of our lives, Father God. I thank you for your blood that covers us daily. I thank you for your angels that you direct to go before us on our behalf for protection and business dealings. I thank you for all the prophets. And I thank you for prophecology that we just came back from. It was such a blessing, Father God, to be around, you know, all the prophets and get great teaching from the Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and the inviting prophets that came. Thank you, Father God, for your first family, the Jordans. May you continue to strengthen than each and every one of them. I thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family and all the legacies represented on this call and worldwide. I thank you for our mothers, Mother Mary Jordan and Mother Mary Berrien and Mother Gladys Alston and all the mothers worldwide that gives us wisdom daily, Father God. I thank you for just a hedge of protection over them and the children worldwide and their goings and comings. I thank you for revamping the school system, Father God. Give peace to the families in Florida as well as the students that was affected by it. I thank you for covering us in your blood. I thank you for your hidden treasure, Father God, covering us. Thank you for your son Jesus for being a yes. And in Jesus' almighty name I pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Valerie. Prophetess Valerie, are you still on the line?
She's in the background, thank you.
Okay, all right. Father, we just thank you, God, and we give you the praise, Lord. We thank you for healing, God. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We thank you for your healing mercies this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're a God, Lord, that continues to heal your people. And we thank you, Father God, that not only are we healed, but teach us to maintain our healing, God. Teach us, Father God, to eat healthier. Teach us, Father God, to live longer through good eating, healthy foods, God, exercising, Father God, and paying attention to the things that we need to be mindful of. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, God, to know how to move into good health. And, Father God, we thank you, God, that our health, our wealth is our health, and our health is our wealth, God. And we thank you this evening, God. We want to pray, Father God, for those that are incarcerated this evening, God. We ask, Father God, that by your Spirit, Father God, you will visit each, Father God, cell, that you will visit each, Father God, prison, Father. And Father, let there be a new rehabilitation that comes, Father God. Let there be a win, God. Raise up people, Father, that will go into, Father God, the prison system and begin to revamp, Father God, the structure, Father God, and the infrastructure, Lord. We thank you for new wisdom, God, and we thank you for understanding. Father God, those that are lonely, those that are feel deserted, we ask, God, that you would continue to build them up, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you bring, Father God, your wisdom, your love, Father God, and bring the word of God into the prison system, Father, that they may hear that have a ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to them, God. Bring comfort and let them know that you love them, Father God, in spite of all those things, God, that surround them. God, give them a word, God, a word that will testify of your love, a word that will testify, Father God, that you are with them, God. And Father, we thank you right now that you put a hedge of protection around the prison system and inside the infrastructure, and we ask that you keep them and guard them in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you, Father God, for renewed faith, God. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for restored joy, God. We thank you for favor, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your Spirit, God. We thank you, Father God, for the wisdom of God and the mind of God. We thank you, Father God, that all things are becoming new, God. And we thank you, God, that we're moving into new territories, that we're moving into new structures, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we're moving, Father God, by your Spirit. In him we live, in him we move, and have all of your being, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us a new release on life, God. We thank you, Father God, that there's a turnaround and there's a shake-up, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing different people into our lives, Father. And, Father, we thank you for the formation, God. We thank you for the transformation, God. We thank you for the creativity. We thank you, Father God, for the new experiences that are coming. We thank you for the wealth transfer, God. We thank you, Father God, that the latter years, Father God, will be better than the former years will be better than the latter years, God. We thank you for the reversal of decision, Father God. We thank you that every no is turning into a yes, God. And we thank you that we're becoming more and more like you, God, and that when we decree a thing and when we speak a thing, God, that it is so, God, and that it shall come to pass, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the nature of God. We thank you for the mind and the power of God. We thank you, Father God, that you're bringing us into a renewal and you're teaching us to walk as a son of God. We thank you, Father God, for the kingdom, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. And we thank you that we are being led, Father God, by your Spirit. We thank you for the divine nature, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that is our compass and that leads us into all truth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us because the Lord has anointed us. He has sent us to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release for captives and liberation for prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vindication for our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for Zion's mourners, to give them a crown in place of ashes, oil of joy in place of mourning, a mantle of praise in place of discouragement. We are called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. We shall rebuild the ancient ruins. We will restore formerly desolated, deserted places. We will renew ruined cities, places deserted in generations past. Foreigners will stay and shepherd our sheep, and strangers will be our farmers and vine dressers. For we shall be called the priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. We will feed on the wealth of nations and fatten ourselves on their riches. Instead of shame, our portion will be double. Instead of disgrace, we will rejoice over our share. We will possess a double portion in their land. Everlasting joy will be ours. For, Lord, you love justice. You hate robbery and dishonesty. You will faithfully give us our wage and make an enduring covenant with us. Our offspring will be known among the nations and our descendants among the people. All who see them will recognize that they are the people blessed by the Lord. For God, we surely rejoice in you. Our heart is joyful because of you, because you have clothed us with clothes of victory, wrapped us in robes of righteousness, like a bridegroom in a priestly crown, like a bride adorned in jewelry. As the earth puts out its growth and as a garden grows its seed, so, Father, you will grow righteousness and praise before all the nations. We give you the glory and the honor, Father God, as we stand on your promise. We bless our Archbishop and our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We strengthen their hands, and we strengthen the hands of all of our prophets and our pastors and our leaders and every partner on this call. We bless every home that's represented. We plead the blood of Jesus against every spirit of adversity. We break the bands of wickedness and every stronghold of the enemy. We release favor. We release healing. We release your deliverance. We release your victory. The blood of Jesus prevails against mental illness, depression, stress, and anxiety, cancer, heart condition, blood pressure, diabetes. We release your healing, God. Fibromyalgia, my God. Breast cancer, my God. Arthritis. We release your healing. The blood of Jesus prevail against lack. We call every need met and every bill paid. Ishata, expansion and advancement. expansion, and advancement. And we decree and declare debt cancellation. We thank you, Lord God, for mortgages that will be burned, mortgage burnings, God. We thank you for titles to vehicles being released, debt cancellation, God. We decree and declare your miracle. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please.
Amen and amen. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live at 9 o'clock Monday through Saturday at the same number that you just called in, 515-604-9266, 515-604-9266. And then 12 noon, we have our Pop Life Radio conference call. And we have at 8 p.m., you can join Prophet Joshua Jordan and Prophet Cynthia Clark. And then you can join us back here, 12 midnight, for another Midnight Cry conference call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. When this, and as this call has been a blessing to you tonight, you can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. And text donate. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. And if you're looking for a church home, you can, in the tri-state area, if you're in the tri-state area, you can visit Zoe Ministries at 310 Riverside Drive at 103rd Street, and that's between Western Avenue and Riverside Drive. We have Sunday service at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., and then we have the Book of the Month Club, number 4. And the number to call is 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen and amen. And is it possible that what you are seeking is seeking you? Amen. Join the Poem Seekers call. If you believe that you have a prophetic gifting or prophetic calling upon your life, amen. Seek how you may become a mentee, an understudy of the Master Prophet, the most trusted name in prophecy. Call 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign every Tuesday and Friday night at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Amen. And learn more about how you can be inducted in the prophetic order of Mar Elijah. Amen. AKA Poem. For Poem is home. Amen. Thank each of you for joining us for another Midnight Cry. Amen. Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan has opened up this pathway for you to receive prayer, for us to stand with you for your miracle. Amen. And we are standing, amen, knowing that God is going to give you your heart's desire. Company of Prophets, amen. Pastor and Archbishop blesses you and loves you to life, as do I. And I thank you for your continued support and faithfulness of service. Amen. And commitment, being a yes on behalf of the people of God. Amen. Our partners. Amen. Our beloved partners. Amen. And as Prophet Glenda testified, amen. We know that as we stand and continue to be a yes, and cover our leadership and cover our partners, God will cover us. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful Friday, and see you on another Midnight Cry. Now, people of God, I'm challenging you to bring someone with you. Don't just come alone. Amen. Advertise this prayer call on your Facebook pages. Tell somebody. You know, every time you go on Facebook, you see someone's asking for prayer. You see someone's been abducted. You see someone's been murdered. You see someone has had fatal accidents, illness. Amen. Tragedy, calamity. Amen. And inbox them the number to call to join us for the Midnight Cry. Amen. You know on this call you get results. Amen. There's no need to start another prayer chain on Facebook. You need to align with the prophets, and you need to invite the people to come over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. You don't know what spirits are lurking on these Facebook pages and these private prayer groups. But you know the anointing that rests on this call. Don't be tricked. Don't be fooled. And be an answer for someone else. Invite them to join Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and the Company of Prophets for another Midnight Cry. God bless you.